Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Beth Bruno, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I refuse to call myself a senior or elderly, so what words do I use? There's a gap in our lexicon pertaining to our latter years. I turned 60 this year. I celebrated with a group of my dearest friends on a gorgeous spring day. We drank lots of champagne and toasted the baby in their group, welcoming me to their club. These friends are between 70 and 75, so they felt they were initiating a plebe. My husband is 68, so even he thinks I'm a babe in the woods. But now I am one of them. The question is, what does that mean? How do I describe myself and my fabulous group of friends? None of us are sitting around waiting to die, that's for sure. Even so, I am not considered young anymore by society or by myself. This does not mean I am old, however. I still feel youthful in many ways, even though my knees crackle like bubble wrap when I go up and down stairs, and sometimes I don't have the energy I used to. Still, I am able to garden every day, walk long distances, camp in a tent, sleep on the ground, and play with my grandchildren. So what words do I have to describe myself in this new chapter in my life? I have heard some people call this the second act. I think that falls short, because this is more like my fourth or fifth act. I hope to have a few more. Some people call this the third phase of life. Childhood, adulthood, and what? Old age? That doesn't feel right to me either. I do like the word elderhood. It denotes a certain dignity, wisdom, and respect that has been earned by staying alive for so long. I like that, but I don't feel worthy of that word yet. Maybe in 10 years, I will think about calling myself a wise elder. I certainly don't see myself, or any of my friends for that matter, as senior citizens. Elderly ain't it either. The word elderly seems to go along with frail in my mind. I think this is because in our society, we're led to believe the two go together. So that word is not one I want to adopt to describe myself at my age. According to the National Library of Medicine website, as a convention, a person 65 or older is often referred to as elderly. Merriam-Webster defines elderly as rather old, especially being past middle age. Balderdash! I think the word should be stricken from the dictionary. What else you got? Some of the synonyms for elderly are listed as ancient. Really? Over the hill. Which hill would that be? The one I just hiked over with a 35-pound pack on my back? And this one is the best of all. Unyoung. This implies there is something wrong with not being young. See me smacking my forehead on the table right now. No, none of these words will do. There's aged, no. Doddering, no. Senile doesn't even warrant a response. Anile, which means decrepit, doddering, and senile all in the same word. Are you kidding me? These are the words we get to choose from to describe our experience after age 60? Well, I just want the world to know I refuse to accept that. This is discrimination if I ever saw it. AARP has an article about ageist language, the words that are cool, uncool, and just plain mean. Even their list of cool words still falls short. They are older, experienced, wise, seasoned. Sounds too much like a steak to me. Sage, mature, perennial, ageless, vintage, distinguished. Meh, none of these inspire me either. Vintage is for cars and clothes. Perennial is a plant that comes back every year. Mature, well, that could be debated on a person-by-person basis. I like the word venerable, which they did not list, but Merriam-Webster lists it as a synonym for elderly. But am I really going to describe myself as venerable? Maybe when I am 80 I will have earned that title. This is just so frustrating. I have written that I want my 60s to be a time of creativity, vibrancy, and joy. Where is the word that describes that? Well, the Oxford Dictionary has a lot of words I happen to like that I think perfectly describe how I feel about my life and myself at this moment in time. They are all synonyms of vibrant. Here are a few. Try these on for size if you like. Enthusiastic, spirited, lively, full of life, animated, sparkling, dynamic, passionate, feisty, determined, fiery. I'll also let you call me dazzling if you like. I love these words and think they come pretty close to describing how I see myself in this chapter of my life. I use the word chapter because I don't really like the word phase either. It's too easy to say the final phase. Well, yes, I know one day it will all be over, but right now I am only midway through the story. I like to think of this time as merely a chapter because the rest is still unwritten. And I am writing it every day with vim and vigor, enthusiasm, passion, and joy. You can shove your old people words where the sun don't shine. I am living a rich, vibrant, productive life, and I plan to do so right into my 80s and 90s, if I am lucky. I hope by then someone has come up with the right words to describe the experience of millions of people over 60, active, creative, and productive, contributing to our communities, caring for our families, enjoying sex, nurturing our friendships, making a difference in the world. This is the new old age. Mr. Webster, please catch up. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.